This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time Cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really, truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports cars.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money here. It's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. And to all a good night. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to WFO Radio Ignition. For you first-time listeners, you just click the link. Listen carefully. I have some very important information that I am going to share with you in about an hour and 10 minutes. So just stick around and listen to the show and make a judgment on what you are hearing, and then I will share that great information for you. It's a great tease. I know. And what is the information going to be? Probably nothing vital. I will tell you that. Because I don't want to, you know, cry fire in a movie theater here. It's not vital information. It's unimportant, just dither. Nothing important. But we are going to try to have a good time, and I've got our entire WFO Radio audience all gathered around their Christmas trees, right? It's Christmas Eve. And it's Christmas Eve right there, Giovanni?
Well,
no,
not
it's
today.
Not today, but it's about to be Christmas Eve. We're putting out the Ignition show early, because it is Christmas Eve and Christmas week. And so at this moment that we are doing the show, you know, who knows when it'll be out there? Probably later today, right?
We'll be out there later today.
That's the plan. And so we're going to open the phones and we're going to gather together with our WFO radio audience. And hopefully we'll have some interactions. But if not, we certainly have enough great material to get us through a little bit of entertainment. But, you know, Christmas week, who's doing a show? Which big time personalities are not on vacation this week?
We are not.
We are not on vacation. Maybe that means we are not big-time personalities. Maybe that's how you can tell who the big dogs are, the guys who are on vacay.
So we're the B crew?
We could be. We're the only crew. So I don't know that there's a letter designation. But if you listen to your local radio or the cable news or whatever, you can see that everybody is on vacay. Not us. Do you know why? Because we know that the WFO radio audience wants, needs, and requires a little bit of WFO every week to get them through their workload, whether it be working in a mill or driving a truck or whatever it is. We want to, you know, interject ourselves into your lives for at least an hour or so. The Nitro show is going to be spectacular, and was spectacular, depending on when you're listening. A lot of great guests. Leah Pritchett, Terry McMillan, Luke Bagacki, Alan Reinhart. Alan Reinhart is going to do something incredible that you will absolutely love, that you can't miss, slash was awesome, that you would have loved it if you had heard it on the Nitro show. Let me put it this way. I will tell you, or tell you what it was, depending. He started his 1967 Mustang. He fired it up right on the air. Now that is cool. We sent him over across the shop to start the car. He fired it up. I was, well, how loud will it be? It was loud.
Is that the project car?
That's a car he's been working on for many years.
And this was the first firing up on air?
It was not the first firing up. It was one of the first fired up. He fired it up, I believe, on the weekend. And, you know, I asked him, can you start it up for us? He was like, yeah. He was very enthusiastic. And so he went over there and he fired it up and revved it up. And it was great. I love that. To me, that is the sound of, you know, car guys hanging with car guys. That's what happens. When you go to someone, when you have friends who are race car friends, and this is more in the drag racing community than maybe, I don't even want to say that. I just think there are so many more drag racers than there are round track guys. It's just, they're just more. You go to a drag strip on a Saturday night, there's 100 to 200 to 300 cars, depending on where you are. When you go to your local circle track, and if you go to your local circle track and find it to be different than this, please let me know. But there's 50 cars, 60 cars. It's just more drag races, whether it be the guy with the Mustang or the guy with the dragster or the guy with the hobby car. There's just a volume of them. There's a lot of them. And so they go. You go to someone's shop. You're hanging out. You're starting cars up. You're listening to the way they sound. That's it. And we had a little bit of that on WFO radio. So very, very cool. Big news in the WFO Fantasy League. The WFO Fan... Well, I'll save that for the second segment. Because it's big news. It's just huge.
Big time.
Big time news. A major step has occurred. And we'll get into that.
Progress.
But what I'm going to do right now there, Giovanni, is I'm going to open the phones. Who knows what will happen? Why don't you send the push notification through the WFO app to the WFO audience, and I will use the social media outlets to summon the WFO radio audience and let them know what we are talking about. You can even put subject matter TBD, because this is a tough NASCAR show. Nobody's talking NASCAR. I've been watching and following the websites. There was one about Dale Jr. getting involved in a Twitter fight with someone. Basically, some rando tweets, if your Twitter account has an official Twitter account of blank, you're a DB. A D-bag.
Defensive back?
Exactly. And that's just so unfair. If you have an official Twitter account, it usually means you're probably famous. Usually it means to me, at least. And so somebody said something.
It just makes it the official because there's a bunch of fakes out there.
There's a bunch of fakes out there. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think that's like a...
But the point that I'm actually getting to is not that point.
It's a
My
bait.
Point is different in that... If that is the NASCAR news that's coming out on whatever website it was, that Dale Jr. got into a Twitter row with a rando, well, it's not really the biggest week. You know, everyone's getting ready for Christmas. That kind of stuff. Like Dr. Dick Bergren named to the Maine Motorsports Hall of Fame. There's some big news for you as we get ready. You know, Trevor Larson and Jamie McMurray are going to run the Rolex 24. That kind of thing. It's big news. The big shocking news was that Kid Rock is going to headline the Daytona 500 Budweiser pre-race show.
Now that's big news.
My name is Kid
Rock.
Exactly. Kid Rock
Except
played.
He's not a kid anymore.
No, he's old guy Rock right now. He played at Homestead 2 years ago. You heard of him, of course, not Jason Aldean.
Yes, I have heard of Kid Rock.
Who was the other country star that you said the other day that was bigger than, or that you had at least heard of?
The guy doing the halftime things on Fox for the big halftime spectacular on the Navy ship.
Right. What's his name?
Like, I don't know. Come on.
You don't remember?
No, I don't know the name.
Stark?
It wasn't Stark. John Starks?
No.
John Starks. I know who John Starks was.
No, not him. So have you been able to send the big push notification?
No, I can't get on.
Why not?
Because it's not saved here.
You sent it last week.
I don't, well, it must have been open. The appropriate username and password is not.
Check the box. Remember, you're using the dashboard. Don't go to the old one.
Well, look, I don't know what the dashboard is, and it's not here. So,
gosh.
You know, maybe
there,
on the break you can figure it out or
there
go do it over
week.
There or something. Well, it's not here this week.
I'm just saying.
It Look, man, it is what it is. It was here, now it's not.
I don't know, man. I think you're doing a bad job.
All right, well.
That's what I think. That's just me.
Look, it's Christmas, all right? I checked out for the holidays.
That's exactly what happened. That is a very, very astute observation. So we're going to get into it. Got some big things happen. The poker guys are coming in early. We're doing all our stuff at the beginning of the week so that we can enjoy the holiday week and do various promoting. There is the possibility, and I do not know if this is going to happen or it's not going to happen. I do not know. But each year we get nominated for the CompetitionPlus.com Internet Radio Show of the Year. We have won 4 straight years. But each year is a whole new nominating process, and we may or may not get nominated. And at this time, the contest is not up, and so we do not know whether or not we have been nominated. And I do not know when the contest becomes live, or if it will become live, or if it'll do it this year. But what happens is it starts, and everybody gets intense, and they have to vote every day. And who knows when that will happen, or if that will happen. But if it does happen, we will hopefully have the WFO radio audience on board and ready to go to
Absolutely.
Do the voting every day like they do every year and propel us to victory.
Of course our people will be there to stuff the ballot box.
Hopefully. And it's interesting because a great buddy of mine, you know, Kramer Power.
Yes, absolutely.
He's in our fantasy league. He tried to get into a online contest locally.
Is his name Cosmo?
No.
Okay.
Corey. Sure. His name's Corey.
He
had a chance to win $1,000.
Okay.
And he was able to amass 40 votes. And he lost terribly. And, you know, we tried to help him. I wanted to get people into the idea of voting. You know, I put it out on the Facebook page. I put it out on our stuff. I tried to get him into it. But it did not work out. It was kind of weak. Sorry, Kramer Power. We wish we could have helped you better. But it did not work out. I saw our great friend El Rey in Arkansas posted in the WFO Facebook group, which, if you're not a member of the group, I do not know why, because there's a lot of great stuff, great stories posted by WFO listeners. But you know what I am getting? I'm getting a lot of fake accounts, like so-and-so super hot chick has been a member of Facebook for 2 hours, and she's a member of 500 groups. Let her in. And so I don't want to let her in. It's like Kane.
That's the virus, dude.
Kane and Poltergeist 2, man. Let me in. No. No way. I'm not letting you in the group. It's just too freaky. But El Rey posts a story that broke my heart. It literally broke my heart. And I think it's going to be...
I don't think that can happen.
No. Carlos Hawkins stuff says that my heart is dead. And then I have a black heart or something, which I always...
Understood. But it can't be literally broken or else you'd be...
Yeah, that's true. The first Dodge Challenger Hellcat to be sold in the state of Colorado was crashed and totaled within 1 hour of purchase.
Is that the green one?
The green one.
I saw that. I saw that story.
That story is getting out there rapidly. Rapidly. The skid marks at the scene of the accident show that the driver was traveling north as the car crested the blind hill. The road drops to the right, and the Hellcat may have been in a slight drift. The road is very narrow, but in good condition, well marked with a posted 40-mile-per-hour speed limit.
Like he's worried about that part.
The car started to drift towards the right ditch after the speed limit sign. The driver tried to correct, but the resulting over-correction sent the car across the lane into a large cottonwood tree. Thankfully, there was no oncoming traffic at this moment. That's right from the report. This happened near Brighton, Colorado, a town of 35,000 near South Platte River, just northeast of Denver. And there you have it. The first Hellcat sold in the state of Colorado, 707 horsepower, $60,000, and it lasted 1 hour. Now, am I making up that 1 hour time, or I really feel like
I'm not sure if it was exactly 1 hour, but it was definitely within hours.
According to Motor Authority's Viknesh Vijayarthirayan, the proud new owner's beautiful car lasted an hour. And it was lime green, bright lime green. And, you know, the Mopar people, that's the colors they get. The lime green, the purple, all of that. Oh, look at that.
So it worked.
Go for WFO. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Rich and Saugus.
Merry Christmas, Rich and Saugus. Thank you for breaking the ice early.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Merry Christmas, Gio.
Merry Christmas, Rich.
Well, you know, I had this sneaking as fast as possible before the, you know, corporate watchdogs say, what are you doing?
Yes, that's right. Beware of the corporate watchdogs and overlords.
Yeah, especially with the, you know, the end of the month and end of the year and, you know, whatever. You think Santa's got pressure? No, no. This is pressure here.
I believe it.
But, you know, I just wanted to call in and say, hey, and, you know, actually, I actually have notes, so I'm trying to go over my notes.
You have prepared
anything.
Notes? You prepared notes
prepared
for this conversation?
Notes.
Wow, you're better than us, man.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, sometimes just, you know, you get caught up in the enthusiasm of talking to you guys, and you just, you know, people start bugging you about things and asking you things and blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, you forgot all about what you were going to do. And so, you know, first time listener, hey, how you doing? long time listener, hey, how's it going? It's good to see you, even though, you know, I don't really see you. But,
you have a great relationship, you know, with the WFO audience. You and Rudy the UPS guy and Los Jinkones, you guys are blasting gas prices from across the country back and forth. It was like a gas price report coming out of you guys.
Yeah. How about that? Was kind of fun. I was impressed with Lowe's mileage up to. I'm guessing he went to Flagstaff just by the elevation change. But that was pretty impressive.
Listen, I filled up for less than $50 the other day. It's like $49.90 or something, and it was a bit of a shock to my system because I've been filling up. It's been $60, 60 something for a long time. I've gotten used to dropping $60. And
when I go to fill up my truck, this pump just stops at $100 because, you know,
yes,
right.
Where it just pops out. I know that feeling, Rich. I drive a truck too.
Yeah, they won't charge more than $100 on your car.
Well, right, it depends what car you use, but yeah, it usually stops at about $1.
No, it's
I actually filled up with $74 the other day, Rich. I got over 22 gallons.
And you know what I did with the extra money?
Yeah.
You know, seriously, you know what I did with the extra money?
What?
I spent it. What do you think?
All right.
I went and bought a whole bunch of Christmas gifts and great stuff for all my friends. I thought, you know what? Not just $10. I mean, metaphorically, I had more than $10, but I felt comfortable just blowing the rest of the money at Christmas time.
And that's the thing, you felt comfortable about it. It was like, oh my God, what am I going to do now?
Right.
It
would be nice if it stayed like this for, like, what's too much to ask? Is 6 months?
Forever.
No, see, that's too much to ask.
Forever is too much to ask. So,
the real answer is we want it to go lower.
I would love to get through the summer. I think that's a lot to ask.
Yeah, they naturally put up the price of gas in the summer, right?
Yeah, because of the summer blend.
It's a summer blend,
Blend. But that's just a few cents. If we could get 6 months with the prices in this range, that would be really nice. I'd feel happy.
Oh, it would. Yeah. That would be great. You know, I would, like you say, I would go out and I would spend more because I'd be able to go out and do things and wouldn't feel that pressure of, oh, I have to put fuel in the truck. See, I get past the whole gas in the truck. It's not gas, it's diesel.
Oh, you're a diesel guy. Yeah, it's still more for you.
Yeah.
But you get all that extra torque. You get all that power. So we were just talking about the first Dodge Challenger Hellcat to be crashed in the country.
Oh, did you see that picture?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Who hasn't, I guess, is the question.
It's a wildfire story. This story is making its way like Hellcat.
No pun intended.
Unbelievable. An hour. It takes them an hour to wreck it. Unbelievable.
And that is going to be the challenge. I was thinking about this when I saw the story, which was first thing this morning. El Rey posted it in the WFO group. And I read the story and I thought what we all think, which is, oh, what a terrible disappointment. Whoever it is, I blamed them inadvertently. Like, it's clearly the driver error, driver fault. But we're living through the golden age of cars right now, meaning the most creature comforts, performance, and horsepower in any kind of package that has ever happened in history. The only thing that's going to kill it, like what would stop it, is a rash of highway accidents involving these high horsepower cars where, you know, a Hellcat drives full speed into a school bus or something. That will alert the media to this trend of extremely high horsepower cars, and I'm hoping that we don't have that problem. I'm hoping that the people who buy these cars are not purchasing over their head, because that would be a problem.
So long as there are solo vehicle crashes, that'd be better, right?
Exactly. Like a guy off a cliff by himself, not a problem. Involving people who are innocents, who were minding their own business, and all of a sudden 600 horsepower Z06 comes slamming into them, problem. So all you kids out there, be sure to be under control of the vehicle that you purchase.
Obey all posted speed limit.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, I would like to really point that out to my son, Joey, really. Obey all posted speed limits, please.
What's this kid got, a Subaru WRX STI?
Not the STI, but he does have a WRX.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty sporty. I have to admit that.
It is a rally car. It's all-wheel drive. It's they're cool.
You didn't buy your son a tank, dude?
I didn't. No, we bought him a safety, a Honda Civic before. This he bought all by himself.
Smart kid. Way to go, Joey. Smart kid.
Yeah, so, you know.
Just be safe, Joey.
Which
that's
is really
it,
funny,
man.
Because when we were buying him a car, I said, Subaru, four-door Subaru. No, he went with the Civic two-door, and, you know, he dumps that and buys the Subaru four-door.
That's because he's young.
Some people, four-doors is against the religion. Alan Reinhardt is one of those people, old school. My dad is one of those people. Four doors equals family car. It's just the way it is. I used to be that way. Four doors equaled family car. If it has four doors, it cannot possibly be a performance car. That's how it once was, but it has since changed. It has since changed. The Mitsubishi, which one is that? Not the Eclipse, the Evo, the LAN Evo, and the Subaru.
The Starion.
And not the Starion. Okay. Can't believe you bring up the Starion. the Cadillacs, four doors, and, you know, BMW M's with four doors. They are performance cars, clearly. So
yes, and people don't even think twice about that anymore, do they?
No. Well, now you've got series. Look at V8 supercars. Those are all four-door race cars. Alan Johnson's Pro Stock Dodge Avenger and Dodge Dart, four-door race cars. That is not even on the radar anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it just some people get hung up with that old train of thought, and they, you know, they
can't
get past it.
It is what it is, and we just got to try to move on for it. So what's next on your notes?
Well, you know, I wasn't going to bring this up yet. I was actually going to wait until the beginning of the year, but I'm going to.
It's in your notes. What do you mean? It's on your notes. Go ahead.
No, this is actually an add-on. I have an extra wristband for the infield for Fontana in March. That, you know, I was going to offer it to you guys because I know Joe can't go because he's – no, Joe could go. But here's the excuse, and I'll try in my best Joe for
impersonation. Oh, great.
Oh, he's going to throw you.
I'm going to the Gators the weekend before, and the weekend after I'm going to the Four Wives is at Charlotte. So there's no way I could possibly go to Fontana in between the two. It would just be too much. Sorry, I can't get the voice exactly right.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if that's how I normally sound. Maybe I should retire.
You're actually a lot faster, a lot more wound up.
Maybe I should retire. But the excuse, on the other hand, does seem pretty very like me, very accurate. You're right. I'm on the schedule for Gainesville and on the schedule for Four Wide, and so I might not be able to. So what? You're gonna put it out to one of the WFO listeners. You're gonna be like the guy who brought that girl around the world, except with one of our WFO listeners.
Yeah, except it actually can't be a hot girl because my wife would really be uptight about that.
It can't be a hot girl. I've never heard that before. Well, what if we don't know what it is until it's too late?
I think I would still get in trouble.
Ding dong. You open the door and all of a sudden, whoa, wow.
Mitzi.
you're a lot hotter than I thought you would be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't go.
So sorry, Savannah,
I
can't
go. For something else.
Okay, so the bottom line is you're potentially, this is not official, folks. This is a pre-discussion. Rich and Saugus might have this thing, and possibly it might be utilized to invite another member of the WFO audience that is in that region already. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it wouldn't even have to be in the region already. If somebody really wants to put out that kind of effort to come on out,
hey, Ontario Airport isn't that far away from the track.
No, it's right around the corner, right by the In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
How's the hat? Is the hat still in business?
The hat is awesome, yes. I have been to like 5 or 6 locations now. I've even been to the original location, which doesn't have actual seating. Just got, picnic tables out in the back with a cover, but it's just a walk-up window.
See, that's one place that I really want to go. You got me interested in that many years ago. The hat is known for pastrami. That's their thing.
Yep.
It's not like burgers. They're known for pastrami, and that's right up my alley. I'm into the pastrami and various deli stuff.
It is so good. But the thing I like even better than the pastrami is the wet fries, and it is brown gravy over french fries. Oh, my God, kill me now.
Yeah, they do that in Jersey as well.
Awesome.
Brown gravy and cheese over french fries, so that's kind of cool.
That would even be even better. In fact, I'll bet you could add the cheese.
Sounds good to me.
But it is so, so good. Well, I've tried to duplicate it at home. Can't be done.
Well, french fries at home are even tough. It's a very great challenge to even be able to do french fries at home.
You got to double fry them.
It's just very difficult.
Oh, yeah. I've tried all that. Tried baking them, tried double frying, tried whatever. And it's just...
The real key is you need a deep fryer, man. That's the real key to restaurant quality
fries. You need a big industrial deep fryer.
You need a deep fryer.
About 50 pounds of salt. But then you'll be great. And animal fat. You could just
It's called lard.
You get some lard. And a deep
fryer. No. Now they use vegetable oil.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying is the old school McDonald's fries were just so much better than anything you get these days because they were fried in animal fat.
And didn't they dip them in sugar before they fried them?
I have
no idea. I never worked at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I think that's one of them urban myths, but I wonder if it's true.
It could very well be true. Just like that new Coke was just a way to change to corn syrup. Those urban legends, they are out there.
Oh, I'll bet that one's actually true.
Oh, I think it is true as well. I totally agree. And then they come up with Coke Classic, except Coke Classic is not Coke Classic. Coke Classic is Coke with corn syrup, and it's a lot cheaper. But now, of course, the Mexican Coke is in every one of your stores. It's just harder to get. All right, Rich, got any final notes?
Yes, just one. I want to, I'm going to save you guys in particular for last, but I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Merry Festivus. Happy New Year, and even the bah, bug, and hum to the downers out there, because you know there are some.
Of course there are.
I want to mention, well, you know what, if I start mentioning people, I'm going to lead somebody off.
They'll be very angry at you. They will.
You know, yeah.
Because you just got to say all our great friends.
I do want to mention, greetings to Tommy Noodles and Dale and Jarrett, who I'm hoping to see next month.
Tommy Noodles. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, and it's a shame because I'm going to have to put a call out to Tommy and see if we can get him on this show because, I want to talk to him about destroying Kurt Busch's life.
Oh, my God. Is that not the worst curse he has ever done?
This is as bad as...
Almendinger was the worst, but no, it gets worse.
No, he just got Almendinger fired. I mean, Kurt Busch could go to the clink.
Yeah. But Tommy Noodles, listen, I'm going to put it out there right now. This is an honesty. The Tommy Noodles curse is something that I kind of just identified like very slightly.
It was a joke.
It was really started in humor, but has turned into a real thing. It's like, it's almost got me frightened. I feel like I'm close enough that I can't be caught up in it. Like I'm shielded by protection because I identified it. But if I was go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he tanked Jeff in the chase because he picked him one.
Yes! Day. No, there's never been something that there is
more real
evidence than the Tommy Noodles curse. It is real. It is frightening. It is shocking. All right, Rich.
That's it.
You're done?
Like you said, I don't want to point anybody else out except you guys. Merry Christmas, Joe. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas,
Happy
Rich
holidays,
and Saugus.
All that kind of
Happy
stuff.
New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy Chinooka,
yes.
Kwanzaa, the Festival of Lights. And
I feel like it has been a successful year here on WFO. I feel like we did pretty well.
Oh, wait, you know what? There is actually one more, and it's not actually a person in particular, but I want to thank everybody who took a picture with my WFO card, with or without me this year. That was really awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was looking at those. What I would like you to do, if you can, is, you know, I know I'm making work for you, but, you know, like on Instagram, they have those collages where you can put like five or six photographs in one photograph.
Hey, that's an excellent idea.
You should put them all in one and then send it to me or post it, because that is great. You got Jack Beckman and Ron Capps and Andrew Hines and Eddie Craig. Well, you got everybody with that WFO card. That is great. We'll put that right up on the website.
That'd be awesome.
And you could probably do it right from your phone pretty easily. So if you could do that, that would be great.
Okay, sounds great.
Way to go, Rich.
Way to go, Rich.
Merry
Take
New
it easy,
Year
bud.
And Happy Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you very much, guys. WFO.
WFO. There goes Rich and Saugus. Wow, who's on with us for like 12 minutes. But it was great because this is the holiday show. You're playing holiday music, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, don't you hear it?
Of course. Not right now.
Hark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say ding, dong, em cake. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old.
All right, so we'll be back after this. But right now, I want to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak. The time is running out. Tick tock, tick tock. Ding dong, ding dong. WFO, you're on the air.
Joe Costello, this is Craig from Seattle.
Hey, Craig in Seattle. Listen, I was just getting ready to start a commercial for Marvin Rodak and RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Do you have anything to add?
I just want to add that I just got in the mail today, Bang the Blower and Nitro Fuel Coffee for two friends of mine, and they smell good and look great, and look forward to giving it to them.
Wait a second. You ordered some Rodax coffee by calling 817-924-6821, and you didn't get for yourself?
Well, I got some candy. So he threw some candy in on top of it, but I'm not a coffee drinker. My friends are.
Okay.
So that's why I got it for them, so... And they're drag racing fans, so I thought it would be a perfect side gift for them.
I see you got Nitro Fuel.
Nitro Fuel, Bang the Blower, and then the next one we'll get is WFO, of course. We'll try that blend, but I thought I'd start off with these two to start off with.
That's great. Mix it up. I like it. Don't you love the gold bags for the holidays?
Oh, they look great. I took the pictures and posted them on the site. They look really good. The packaging's great. Really looks good.
It is excellent. Marvin is excellent. And look at you going out there and supporting the WFO radio sponsors, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. I'm going to finish the commercial. I'm going to put you on hold, and then we'll bring you up after the break. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
All right. Hang the line. There he is, Craig in Seattle, weighing in. Just bought some Rodax coffee. You can, too. The WFO Holiday Pack, hot sauce, A26 Spice Rub, and WFO Radio Blend, $22 is a $28 value before the end of the year. And Marvin is shipping them out. Give him a call. He likes to actually talk to you and find out what your taste is, because maybe there's a coffee that is better suited for you. That is a possibility, depending on the how advanced your coffee palate is. And he knows about that stuff. 817-924-6821. The number again, 817-924-6821. Hey, Marvin, I know you've been doing it since 1976. Please instruct me on some great coffee or barbecue recipes, hot sauce, spice rub. What do you got? Send it on down. They got micro lots. He's got coffee wood. They've got a lot of great things at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hit the website. Check it out. You got till the end of the year for the WFO holiday packs. Craig in Seattle just ordered some gifts for his friends. It's not too late. My gift to Reinhardt got there like in mid-February last year. So it's the thought that counts. Get in under the wire, the WFO holiday packs for this year's Christmas season. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Give them a call. We'll be back after this with more of your calls right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track.
Don't believe me? Tell them, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now. Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game? That's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line, or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
Back to WFO Radio. Holiday special, Christmas time in sunny South Florida. It was December 24th on Holly's Avenue. A little Run DMC for you. You know, I heard Big Dave Lemon there from Poker Action Line. And he goes, you know, I know you guys are big racing fans, but maybe you like poker too. Which I think that a lot of poker players are racing fans as well. But really what got me thinking about it, before we get back out to the phone lines, was that one of their guests, he said poker stars, one of their guests, like 4 weeks ago, won like $200,000 in a tournament. Take a second to digest that. $200K.
He was in studio, actually.
He was in studio. And at that point, you know, that's a big deal. And then he left the show, clearly. He went about his business. And like a week later, he won another $400,000. So that's $600K, and immediately became, I guess, the richest or second richest person to ever be in the studio. One or two. So that's the kind of stuff you hear.
Definitely not one. You had
James Carville.
Carville in here, man.
James Carville was in the studio here in the house. And he's got to be the number one personality or anybody that has been in the studio.
Biggest name?
Biggest dog,
Carl. Well, I mean, because he's not even a sports guy. This guy is like huge in the world.
It's the economy, stupid. He's the guy who said that. He's the guy who got Bill Clinton elected.
No, I know who Carville is.
Come on. So he was here, but next to him, this guy just won $600K in the last month. That's pretty insane. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. We have got Craig in Seattle out there on the phone line. Craig, thank you for doing that commercial with us.
Hey, no problem. And that $600K for a car, that makes the $100 I won a couple of weeks ago seem pretty small, but.
In a month, in 1 month, talk about changing the trajectory of your life rapidly.
Yeah, that's more high stakes than what I play, but that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, well, they're doing, what are they doing, Gio? You're producing that show. They're like $2,500 buy-ins, right? These guys are getting sponsored.
Well, this particular guy was not sponsored, and I think it was like might have been two different tournaments. Sometimes it's 25, sometimes a little 500,000. But I think the big tournament, those 600 Gs, he won in like a $5,000 buy-in tournament.
Okay.
That's not bad, though, buy-in for that kind of money. But.
Especially if you won $280,000 3 weeks previous. At very least.
I think it was closer to like 180 the first time. Though.
Say again?
I'd have to hone up on my poker skills, though. I don't know if I'm good enough to step in with those guys.
Well, that's why you got to listen to Poker Action Line, you know, in between WFO shows. That's just the way it is. Now, Craig, we were talking about you during the break. We just you're really an active supporter of WFO Radio, and we want to thank you for that. You got a Christmas ornament, keychain, bottle opener, which are actually all the same item, but still, and a T-shirt. Thank you for that.
Yes. Hey, no problem. And, you know, as far as the coffee goes, man, anybody that's supporting WFO, I would encourage anybody to go out there and get the products because you, my friend, you and Jill, you guys do such a great job in supporting drag racing, which you know how much me and my friends love. And you guys are the best out there as far as supporting that series. And that's my way of, you know, trying to pay you guys back. So just want to say I appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you very much. Our Nitro show this week is going to be very good. It's unusual that we do the Ignition show before the Nitro show. We're doing that, obviously, because of Christmas. We've got Terry McMillan, Leah Pritchett, and Luke Bagacki. And so, it's going to be just awesome this week. And Luke, who is back-to-back world champion in Super Comp and Super Gas, listens to WFO every week.
That's awesome. And it's great that you're putting the sportsman guys on there like that. That's really cool. But I did have a question and a reason to call in. I was glad to see that the phone lines were open. I just got my tickets and everything for the Winter Nationals, which, you know, I build it out every year. But I have a big dilemma, and I'm going to hopefully you can help me pick which race I'm going to go to other than that in our race here. We went to Chicago the last 2 years, and we've got it narrowed down, and I know they're all really cool races, and you're going to say I should go to every one, but I can only go to one.
You can only go to one. I'm ready.
Okay, Charlotte, Four Wides, the Gator Nationals, or Bristol. All of them are on my bucket list, but I can only go to one.
Gators. Gator Nationals.
Gator Nationals?
Yeah, my opinion. I mean, you understand it's not a fair deal because obviously I love the Four Wide. The Four Wide is great. They got a new track surface. They're a sponsor of the show. I should probably say them because they spend advertising money and so does Bristol. But the reality is that the East Coast opener, the Gator Nationals, is a historic, special event. It is a big, big deal. I have the most experience. I saw 260 miles per hour broken there. I saw 270 broken there. I saw 300 broken there. I've seen so many incredible moments there. It is the race that made me the fan that I am. And I love the facility. I love the city. I love everything about it. So I will say Gainesville. Now,
Andrew Hines broke a record there too that we saw.
Yes, he was one of the first pro stock a motorcycle in the sixes or something.
They go 200 or either in the sixes.
They haven't been 200 yet.
Okay,
now there is one thing though I will say that flying into Charlotte will be easier.
Okay.
Now, you know, I don't know how much that's going to factor in, so let's make a little bit of an argument for the Four Wide in that I think you will be able to fly right into Charlotte. And the track is 20 minutes away. It's very close. Getting to Gainesville will probably be a challenge. You'll have to probably fly either into Jacksonville
or Orlando.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Which is still a couple of hours away.
Yeah, Orlando's an hour and a half from Gainesville.
Right. All right. Well, I thought you would say again. That's one of my bucket list races.
Plus,
so.
You can stop at Big Daddy Don Garlett's Museum of Drag Racing on your way to or from and see the most significant drag racing museum on the planet.
Which would be really cool because I always go to the NHRA Museum in Pomona, and I've always wanted to go to Big Daddy's Museum. So.
Oh, it's great.
I love the NHRA Museum in Pomona. I think it is excellent. Multiply it times four, and you have Big Daddy's Museum.
Wow. Well, it looks pretty cool on TV. It looks impressive, but
it's a little tighter. It's a little more things in less space.
And they have the Pro Mods too at the Gator Nationals too, which I'm a big fan of Pro Mods. I wish that series would be at every track. I mean, I think they need to be, but
well, it's a bike opener too, right?
Bike owner opener, Pro Mod opener, East Coast opener, probably the second highest car count of any event behind the U.S. Nationals. The whole city, because there is not a lot else going on there other than UF, gets into it, and the bars, and everybody's full of drag racers. It's kind of a cool thing.
That sounds really cool. I think you talked me into it. I thought you might say the Gators, but I thought I'd ask you. The other two races, too, I want to go to, but
to be fair, they're all great. I encourage you to go to all of them, just as you said. They're all on my work schedule this year for NHRA, so I will be at each of them, which is great. Four wide is special because it's four wide, and the track is just gorgeous. It's just an incredible palace of speed. Bristol, you can see the linkage of the DNA between Bristol and Charlotte. They are clearly Speedway Motorsports tracks and connected, plus Thunder Valley, the Echo, and all of that. Great, too. But if you're going to be real, you got to see them all. You have to.
Yeah.
And you said pick one, and I picked one. So there you go.
What was that?
I said, there you go.
Okay, hey, I got to say one more thing before I go.
Yes.
And you know I'm going to say this. Go Hawks all the way to the Super Bowl.
Go Dolphins all the way to
that game last night was great for me. Got to tell you,
yeah, Gio had a big day last night. He was going.
Well, there
he was
you
pulling.
Go.
Oh,
hey,
that
Gio,
beast mode
Merry
was the
Christmas
best thing
to you and your family too, man.
Oh, thank you very much. Same to you and yours, bud.
All right, Craig, way to go.
All right,
beast
WFO.
Mode.
There you go, Craig in Seattle, weighing in. He got himself a keychain. He got himself a T-shirt. By the way, the WFO Radio T-shirts, I did an inventory the other day. We're getting down to the wire. If you
saw that. I might have to sneak in there and grab me
If you want a double X, if you want to, you better move. Like, I'm serious. Like,
no, I don't need double X. I'm working
on
contracting X. Geo.
Well,
not expanding, contraction around here, bud.
What I'm saying is if any of the WFO listeners want a double X, you better move now because we're about to put up the sold-out sign. The XLs and the larges, we got a couple. But the inventory is already going down. So this is urgency to purchase. Our great friend Legal Larry on the Start Expand Your Business Today show, urgency to purchase. And there is a genuine urgency.
But this is legit.
We are running out. So if you want a WFO Radio T-shirt, of course, you will also advance the program. So that will be cool. So, all right, I said that I had some big news in the WFO universe. And did you ever figure out how to send the push notification?
Absolutely not.
Oy. It's all right. I doubt you have failed me for the last time.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah. No. Go to my unsorted bookmarks. Here we are.
Do what you got to do over there, man. Look, if you would leave it open or leave it out, I can help you out here, man. But I go to the site and it's requesting names and passwords and stuff which I have no clue.
Right, so you just handle the audience for a few minutes while I do this.
I'll do that. What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to tell this great audience of ours?
So if I told you what I wanted you to tell them, then I might as well just tell them myself. But when I hand you the keys to the console, like Captain Kirk, Mr. Sulu, you have the con.
Oh, well, I'm giving it all she's got, Captain. Anyway, Craig, we love you, appreciate you, all you guys, like Craig, and who else called it a little while ago? I forgot.
Really?
Rich and Saugus. All our West Coast buddies, everyone out there, you, first-time listener, Gio knows he's talking to you too. Thank you for clicking the link. Thank you for sharing it, which is what you really need to do, and introduce some of your friends to this great show of ours.
There you go. That's good enough. I got it out. Just like that. You should be getting the push notification in a few seconds. That was nice.
Push notification
you
too.
Went right for the become friends with the audience move. I like that. That's great.
Duh.
You know what I'm not going to be able to do is get a hold of Tommy Noodles to talk about really destroying Kurt Busch's whole life. We're going to have to do that next week.
We don't know for sure here what really happened. I mean, I'd like to think that Kurt Busch, with all his anger management and all his situations, some of that stuff might have gotten through And he really didn't, you know, bash his girl's head into the wall as he's being accused of doing.
It doesn't even matter whether he did or he didn't. He is going through a court proceeding.
No, and it's horrible because this is a he said, she said. And the whole situation is where women can be vindictive. Now, I'm not saying that this woman is making this stuff up. But if she is, it's real easy to believe because of Kurt Busch's past. And
yes.
So I kind of feel bad for the guy. But
season.
What I really got to say is, man, Kurt Busch, with all that anger management and all these problems, if he hit a woman, man, he's really got some serious demons.
Yeah, he said that. Well, I don't even want to get into all that they've testified about. But what I think is that maybe he was driven to it by the negative energy, the cloud of negativity that came over him by the Tommy Noodles curse.
So you think he had like a little Tommy Noodles on his shoulder going, yeah, be angry.
Yeah, I think exactly what it is.
Go ahead, Kurt. Let it go. Let go. Let the rage out.
Do it.
Insanity now.
No, not exactly. But I do. We always joke about Tommy being a large weight on the roof of the car as a burden. It's a burden is what we're trying to talk about. And you know, maybe it works in more ways than one. That's what I'm getting at. All right, I had some great news to tell everybody about the WFO Radio Fantasy League, but I'm going to save it for the next segment, which will be our final segment of this program as we get ready for the holidays. But first, I want to tell you and everybody out there about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School and the Dragster Adventure. You know, we do the commercial every week. And why do we do the commercial every week? Well, Frank and Lana, they're great sponsors of WFO. They've been with us for a long time now, going on a long time. Because as much as you can see a banner ad or read a story or read something, when you hear about it on a regular basis, you get to learn a lot more about what it is, what it does, what it's like, that kind of deal. 0 to 60 miles per hour in 3 seconds, 130 miles per hour in the quarter mile, side-by-side drag racing, the Dragster Adventure. In fact, you can make 4 payments by calling 866-480-7223. So when they come your way, they go around the country. They are working on their schedule for 2015 and already have some classes set up in Gainesville, Florida. But the day that you decide, you know what, I'm looking for something to either do for yourself that is really exhilarating, we're going to be there telling you about it, and you will remember. And you will call Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School and say, I heard it on WFO. These guys have been talking about it for a long time, making very compelling arguments about why this is the coolest thing I can get for myself or my friend or my family member or a client or a bachelor party or a group of guys. Like, hey, guys, what do you want to do? Well, let's go to New Orleans and party on Bourbon Street. Yeah, we could maybe do that. That would kind of be cool. We could do that, right? Or maybe we could all go to the Dragster Adventure and race dragsters, which would be infinitely cheaper at the end of the day and something you would remember forever because you partied in a bunch of different places. And at some point, the music sounds like music and the drinks taste like drinks. But when you do something totally unique and exciting, like driving a dragster against your friends, it's really something that stays with you for a long time. So go to frankhawley.com. Check out the website. Check out the courses. Check out what they offer, the scheduling, the licensing. Give them a call, 866-480-7223. Tell them you heard it on WFO, and they can even break it up into payments if you want to pay, and then go. You'll be ready to go sometime in 2015. I believe in setting goals, maybe not the best word, but like accomplishments or things or targets. What are you going to do in 2015?
It's called planning.
Planning ahead. What is your New Year's resolution? What are you going to do to make yourself a more well-rounded person? Gio is going to eat. He already said he's looking to expand in 2015. He's going to expand.
Contraction. Oh. We're trying to get smaller around here.
Oh. Driving a dragster. Understanding what's going on.
I want to fit in the dragster.
Yeah,
I don't want to get stuck when they try to like.
We're going to have to break out that lard you were talking about. Break out the lard. Get Gio in there. Slather him up. Actually, they have dragsters. If that's your challenge, I'm sure Frank has got a dragster that will fit you. Give him a call, 866-480-7223. That is the Dragster Adventure and Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. I will be back with information about the WFO Fantasy League when we return.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Joe Costello here to tell you about Rodax Coffee and Grills.com. The summer is over. The holidays are coming. The winter is coming. Make sure you can wake up every day in the cold winter with a cup of Rodax Coffee by going to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give him a call. Marvin Rodak, a big WFO radio listener, NHRA fan down there in Fort Worth, Texas, 817-924-6821. They have got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom special blends like WFO Radio Blend or Bang the Blower. It's what everybody's talking about. Get some for yourself. All specialty grade coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. They're all roasted fresh per order. And there are limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots of coffee available. They've got exotics like Sumatra Kopi Luwak, Panama Geisha, Australia, the Hawaii Kona coffee. They've got it all. Get on the phone, 817-924-6821 for Rodax Coffee and Grills.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out WilsonManifolds.com, the leader in intake manifold and nitrous oxide development. They've set records and won championships in just about every series in professional racing. Sprint Cup, Nationwide, Camping World Truck Series, NHRA Pro Stock, right up to the Nitro classes. If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out the leader in intake and nitrous development at WilsonManifolds.com.
WFO radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Am I the meanest?
WFO.
Am I the prettiest?
WFO.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this time?
WFO.
Who am I?
TheCompetitionPlus.com Radio Show of the Year.
WFO.
A milestone for online racing entertainment. Bigger and better than ever.
Life is good right now, Joe. I think it's good for NHRA. It's good for Gary Selby. It sure looks like it's good for Joe Costello.
The world has spoken. WFO Radio is the CompetitionPlus.com Radio Show of the Year.
Now, when I say, who's the master, you say,
WFO. Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flamboy whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done. I gotta run. Don't touch the fries in hot fat. It really hurts bad, and so do skin grafts. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
WFO Radio Christmas Party here with Joe and Gio and the rest of the WFO Radio audience. I had some good calls here today. And, you know, we opened the phones last minute. Monday show. Monday, of course, you're listening on Wednesday or Friday. Who knows? But you can go back into the archive and listen to a whole season. Now, you heard that Competition Plus Show of the Year promo. Those get better with age. Is it just me? At first, when Hockenstuff put something together, I'm like, I don't know. Of course, I'm a big fan of the Berry Gordy movie, The Last Dragon. Show enough.
The glow.
Right. You got to have the glow. But in the end, here it is a year later, and I'm really liking it because it's a great victory that we celebrate, a tremendous victory. What I would say is that we will send out push notifications if we are nominated, and we will hope that each member of the WFO radio audience will vote every day, or maybe not. You know, who knows what will happen. All right, I've been promising you some information regarding the WFO Radio Fantasy League.
Is that what they call a radio tease?
It's really just, if you listen to the first 10 minutes of the show, it's really the only thing on my mind. Everything has just been kind of pushing it back to the tail end of the show. Why? Because it just happened momentarily, moments ago, right before we got into the studio here today. Many people in our fantasy league, which is comprised of two 50-person Yahoo groups. This year, how many people do we have in the group? I believe we had 80-something. It was one complete group and one mostly complete group.
88?
7/8 through the season, we acquired, through purchase, the trophy. Made by ColdHardArt.com, Tom Patsis, comprised of parts out of Hendrick Motorsports, Penske IndyCar, and Don Schumacher Racing Nitro parts. It is definitely and clearly the most beautiful, significant trophy in all of motorsports, surpassing the BorgWarner trophy. Not just motorsports, maybe even all sports, because it certainly looks cooler than the Vince Lombardi trophy. That's just a shiny football. And the NBA trophy, what's the name of that one? I know it's got a name. It's just basically the Vince Lombardi trophy, but with a basketball on it.
And it's gold instead of silver.
Right.
Or chrome or whatever.
The World Series trophy is really awesome with all those little flags. But those weren't out of a race car. And the Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley's Cup. Well, that is very cool, I got to say, in the great history. But hockey is not quite as... And they're not race car parts. And we're racers and we like racing. And we've got race car parts that were in actual race cars that were victorious.
Larry O'Brien, by the way.
The Larry O'Brien trophy. Exactly. Doesn't quite have the same ring as the Vince Lombardi trophy. But the bottom line is, we showed and displayed the trophy, which captured the imaginations of most of the WFO radio audience and Fantasy League players. And at the end of it, Youper won the league, and earned the right to have his name put on the trophy, as well as this Autolite non-trucker hat that I have here in front of me. Which, Youper won, if you're out there, send us an email with your address so we can send you the amazing Autolite hat that you've won. It's not a trucker hat, though. Today, the trophy was delivered to the trophy shop for full placardization. The names of the teams, the names of the league, all going on there in grand fashion. So very soon, we will have the naming ceremony on the air where the placards are revealed. There will be an unveiling. We will share it on Ustream or YouTube or U something. And you will all be able to observe the trophy and its grandeur. And then the race is going to be on. Like, once we start the sign-ups for the WFO Fantasy League in 2015, I anticipate that we are going to have an abundance more than necessary of entries. We had 87 entries, 86, not including Big Bad Don, who passed away early in the year.
I get the feeling he's going to resurrect and come back next season.
I'm hoping. That would be the greatest. That's why I'm really playing up the fact that he's deceased. Because I, too, am secretly hoping, deep down, that Big Bad Don just returns. And it's like, yeah, guys, I lost my password.
I was able to post that, the YouTube rapping Carl Edwards' car video on our Facebook thingamajiggy. It only took me like an hour and a half and to figure it out.
Really?
I did it!
Congratulations. Really? It took you an hour and a half to post something to Facebook?
I couldn't get into the account. Another one of those, you don't give me the right credentials.
There it is.
My credential didn't have the hot pass.
Time lapse wrap of Carl Edwards' new number 19 Aris Toyota NASCAR car.
I thought it was really cool. Not that I haven't seen a car wrap before. I don't know. This one kind of caught my attention today.
Yeah, no, it is very cool. It's going to be bright orange. Carl Edwards, I saw in a story, says that he is going to win 10 races and the championship in 2015.
Calling shenanigans on that
one. Well, I think it's the greatest thing ever, and I think that this
I like the attitude, and I like the bravado.
Well, exactly. That is what I think racers, race fans, clearly we do it here on WFO Radio when we tell you we're the single greatest fantasy league in the history of the world and all that stuff.
The universe.
Embrace the bravado. Of course Carl Edwards can say he's going to win 10 races and the championship in middle of December. If anyone asks you that, and this is one of my biggest beefs with racers in the NHRA, who I love and hopefully are out there listening right now as I'm about to complain about you. Why not just go big? People who go big have great success. Look at every sport, wrestling, whatever. People want to hear big things. And if you don't live up to it, very, very rarely does somebody ever come back at you and say, well, you know, Gio, you said you were going to win 10 races in the championship and you only won 3 races and came in second, so it looked like you failed. That doesn't happen. People celebrate aiming high. And so when you have the opportunity to tell somebody what you're going to do, shoot big. And Carl Edwards did. 10 wins. Whew. Wow.
What does he think he is, Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah, that's a pretty big insult there to Kyle Busch and the other guys over there. Wow, Kyle, this guy's going to really come in. Matt Kenseth, this guy says he can come in, win 10 races.
Well, Kyle won 8 in a year.
Yeah.
Before the summer.
Was that his first year with Joe Gibbs? It might have been.
I think it was. It was when he was trying, when he was proving Mr. Hendrick wrong.
When he had something to race for. He went under a little surgery as well.
It was some kind of minor foot procedure.
Tony Stewart surgery. Lots of surgery. Brian Vickers surgery. Everybody's under the knife.
Off season, man. You got to go in there and get the work done. Get the repairs done so you can start the new season.
Foot inflammation for Kyle Busch.
I thought you were going to say foot and mouth.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about Jeff Gordon retiring. But he says he doesn't. Well, he says it all comes down to his back and his.
It's been like that for a few years now with him.
That if he continues to have pain, it could be shorter. If he is able to get rid of the pain, it could be longer. So either way.
Ty Dillon, another guy, bites the dust, got married. Dude, congratulations. Hope it all works out. But you young guys. Don't get married so quick. Don't be in such a rush, man.
All you kids out there. Hear that, hockey kid?
Yes, wait. Get out there. Test the waters.
That's not even it. Last week we mentioned on the show, this is, I guess, 2 weeks in a row now. We had a conversation right before we do the show, and sometimes it ends up on the show. But, you know, it's an ancient institution, tradition, rooted in many different things, but... When you are, and this is true for college football players and athletes, when you're about to embark on a journey that requires a lot of travel, you're not home. This is true for guys in the military, too. Like, getting married is really the last thing you should be doing. It really is. Really is. You're going to go into the military. You're going to go on a tour of duty. You're going to be overseas. You're going to get married. You're going to go, you're going to become a professional athlete, you're going to be a millionaire, you're going to be traveling around, you're going to get married. You're less than 25. You don't even know what the world is like. You don't have a fully developed brain. I hate to say it, but the science says it. They say your brain doesn't even fully develop until you're like 28. And thinking about my personal life experience, me, that might even be a little bit young. I don't know if my brain is fully developed right now. To get married, to lock yourself in.
Well, yours may not be.
Married, to lock in. And what is getting married? What is getting married? Well, you're getting married. It's like, I love you. Well, that's great. Do you have to get, like, sign a legally binding contract in the state that you're, that makes your stuff mine and my stuff yours? What is the point of that? Why can't you love me without that? You can. Well, we're going to have kids. Well, all right. You really, at 24 years old, decide that at 24, 23, or 22, less than 25, that the primary thing that you're about to do in your life, when you're about to embark on a journey as a professional athlete of some sort, making large sums of money, that the most important thing you need to do at that moment is have a child? Then I guess, yeah. But then I would apply everything I just told you to the child. What are you having a kid for, man?
You're going to go out there and tour the world, or the country at the very least.
And if at any time, I can't think of a better example than the great Derek Jeter. of an athlete to follow in the footsteps. Just watch Derek Jeter. You might not like the Yankees. You might not be a Yankee fan. You might not understand or appreciate the significance. But Derek Jeter did it right. Went through his career, dating the most beautiful women in the world, stringing them along politely, but not getting married. And now he is retired and still not getting married. Not yet. It might happen at some point. Giovanni, any final notes, thoughts? We talked about Kid Rock. We, you know, we're pretty much up to speed.
Today, Monday the 22nd, is the Silver Fox's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Silver Fox. David Pearson. Will Jeff Gordon get to his number? That is the question.
Well, I'm guaranteeing he'll get to 100.
You're guaranteeing that's the Geo Super Deadlock of the Week?
No, I don't know about that, yeah. But I'm saying it could be the deadlock of the thing. He's definitely. I say he gets to 100, yes.
WFO Radio, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's Jay Seeley. Good afternoon.
The Jay Seeley from Long Beach. He's got his mind on his money, and his money is on his mind.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I've got my mind on drag racing, which is in the less than a month over there in Florida. And I'm sure that you and every other red-blooded American or red-blooded human being is jonesing for the Palm Beach to get here right quick.
I actually am. I will be announcing that race as far as I know and understand at this point. I say that in a way to, you know, who knows what will happen between now and then. But yes, the Pro Winter Warm-Up has become quite the tradition. I'm looking forward to it. And I often discuss that terrestrial radio station I go on Fridays at 11:30. As of this moment, and of course everything can fall apart like a house of cards, but at this moment we will be doing a live terrestrial broadcast from Friday of the Pro Winter Warm-Up. And so I am actually looking forward to discussing the event, not just on WFO, but on that terrestrial radio station that I do occasionally work with in our local community. So yes, and announcing the event. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so I'm just going over in my mind the many moments that had made this 2014 NHRA season probably one of the best in a long time. And the way it ended at Pomona, it just made the season just seem perfect. Didn't matter if your driver didn't win or if your driver did win. It was just an all-in-out great year.
You say that, and I agree. But also, I can't really think of a year in the last four or five that at the conclusion of it, I said, you know, that year wasn't as good as other years. Like, it's kind of interesting the way it is working in that these sports are building. Now, NHRA is building. Each year, we think, wow, this was, how about the battle between Sean Langdon and Antron Brown 2 years ago? That was really exciting. Each year is better than the next. John Force and Matt Hagen with John winning 2 years ago, and then Hagen winning this year. It's interesting what's happening, but it's almost as if every year is better than the previous.
Yeah, you wonder what's going to happen in 2015. What can you do to top it? One of them, when and where is the first 3.6 second top field pass going to happen? Because we know it's going to happen soon. We know from Matt Hagen's performance in that test run over there in Florida, when is somebody going to go quicker than Cruz Pendergon? It's just a matter of time. And, when is somebody in Pro Stock Motorcycle going to bust the last great barrier in drag racing, which is 200 miles an hour. So your thought about it, the 1 year being better than the last, just it just makes you excited, you know, to see what's, thank God to see what's going to come for the following year in 2015.
Totally agree. I am, as much as the performances and all those performance barriers that you mentioned, I do think they're big, especially Top Fuel going into the 60s, because once they get there, that's going to be it for a long time. I don't see them ever, running a 50, like 3:59, in a long time. I just don't see it. That's a quantum leap. And so when they crack the 60s, they're going to be in the 60s for, you know, 10, 15 years. The 200 for Pro Stock Motorcycle, that's out there. That could happen this year or not. The it's going to be great. But I also think that the growing rivalries, like if Erica, like I want to see Erica Enders continue to become a big household name. And this offseason has been a little bit disappointing to me because I don't think her story broke through as much as I would have liked it to have. And it's disappointing because how could you have made it better? How could you have made that story better? She won it on the final race of the year against her second place rival. The final race was for the championship, and she became the first female driver to win in pro stock a championship. She's a, you know, she's a nice girl. She's a cool girl. She's attractive. You know, what does it take to get out there and break through? So I'm a little disappointed with that, but you just got to keep after it. You got to get after it, keep after it, and keep racing and winning, and eventually she will.
You know, that's based on her faith. That's the kind of person she is. She's the kind of person that will do what she has to do, and God bless her. The way that the Elite Motorsports team with Rick and Ricky Jones and everyone over there and building those engines and that monster horsepower, and they just went on faith and just they made it happen. You can't get somebody to like you just when by snapping your fingers. You have to go over a course of the time, give them little bits and pieces into the person that you are. She did that this year, and she brought a lot more fans than people will realize that come to the events that are going to come to the events in 2015. They're going to be a lot more, I think.
I hope so. Jay, thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joe. Merry Christmas.
There he goes, the Jay Selig weighing in. We got other callers calling in there, Giovanni.
I hear that.
Look at this.
Call waiting is lighting up.
WFO Radio, you're on the air. Who's this?
WFO, fellas. It's the Money Man.
Hey! The Money Man!
How you doing?
Wow.
I'm great. I finally had a day off work that I was available when the lines were open.
Way to go, Money Man. I'm glad you persevered, and all the WFO audience out there. We currently have it set up so that when you call in and someone else calls in behind you, they get thrown to voicemail. But we can hear it on the air, and so it's like, oh, someone is calling, okay. But there is another way for me to do it where we could put you on hold, which I've got to switch it over to that. That is better. And I could stack up a bunch of dudes on hold. But you did the right thing by calling right back and just continuously trying. Eventually we'll be off.
Well, he knows us. That's why.
That is why. So what's up, Money Man?
Perseverance pays off.
There you go.
You all right, Money Man? You recuperated from that whooping I gave you in the fantasy football championship a couple weeks ago?
Wow.
Man, that was embarrassing. Two times this year you beat me. I cannot believe it. That's just
You just can't handle the Geo.
I punished my team.
Yep, the Geo just got beaten in the championship game this past weekend.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
He is talking smack to you, but in reality he did not do any better.
No, I lost. I lost in the Super Bowl to the DC Dynasty, and it was a battle. We were neck and neck the whole Sunday up until that night game. I think when the night game started, he had like a 1 or 2 point lead, and he had Russell Wilson going, and I had the Seattle defense, and, well, Russell Wilson went off for like 400 yards and 3 touchdowns, and you know the rest.
The rest, as they say, is history.
Well, I guess that's good for Joe, isn't it? Didn't I hear you say it means you're not going to have to pay, huh?
That's what I said.
According to my record keeping, that is the case. Now, second, third definitely get some sort of payout. I do not know exactly how it works, so maybe I will have to kick in some money to Geo at some point. But yeah. Last year I feel like I did pay the entry for the champion this year, so I should be, you know, in the clear, as they say. So Money Man, you were the first person. The thing about the stat about the Money Man is, he was the first person other than me, and actually it occurred at exactly the same moment as me, to see with our own eyes the WFO Fantasy League trophy.
Oh, yeah, he was here upon delivery.
You got my name on it yet?
It is at the trophy shop as we speak, being outfitted with the names of the WFO Fantasy League champions.
Fabulous. Did you get your heads put together to figure out who we were missing?
Yes, Chipperson Racing.
Wow, way to go. Chipperson. Who did that?
Yep.
I was going to say, isn't there a way to go through online and look at the records online?
Well, as it turns out, yes, it is on our own website.
Yeah. I was saying, either that or you've got 10 years of show archives. Could you go find that way, too?
That was great,
as
Joe.
As it turns out, yes, we could have. But it was so much more just fun speculating, just guessing randomly here on the show. Yes.
That'll work.
But no, what we did was we went back and we started in 2007 when I won WFO Joe, and then 2008 Rich the Dirty Hippies won, and then 2009 Money Man won, and then 2010 Dirty Hippies won, and then 2011 Chip Chipperson Racing won, which leads us to this very interesting momentary quandary I had, which was, where is Chip Chipperson Racing now?
Yeah, because that name hasn't been around in a few years.
Maybe they changed their name.
Well, the debate then becomes...
Maybe they're hanging out with Big Bad Don.
Chip, or retired after being victorious. Like, oh, man, I won. I'm never playing this thing again.
The John Elway.
Because it is too hard.
Going out on top.
So there was a momentary debate whether Chip Chipperson Racing should even be included in the history because he has vacated us. But the answer is yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then in 20...
God, so it's the five-year anniversary of my big victory. That's hard to believe.
Yes. 2012 and 2013, the Dirty Hippies. That will get one placard, not two. It'll be 2012-13, Dirty Hippies. And then, what? You don't think that's the right move?
Didn't say a word.
Of course it's
the
right
move. And I know
what
confused a hippie. That year, 2012, when he won, Clearside came in second.
Were you rubbing it in the Clearside?
No, remember he was saying that Clearside had won.
No, he's saying Rich and Saugus won.
Oh, Rich and Saugus won. Okay.
Not connected to Clearside at all.
No, wait, you know what?
Maybe... Dirty Hippies confused Clearside and Rich and Saugus because they're both from California.
Could be.
Regardless, Youper 1 wins this year. All the names are going on the trophy. The WFO logo, NASCAR Fantasy League champion. Well, wait a second. It's going to say, should it say this? Question. Should it say Fantasy NASCAR League and then champion below it? Or should it say NASCAR Fantasy League champion or championship?
NASCAR
presented by
rodaxcoffeeandgrills.com/Holly's Drag Racing School, Redline Oil.
There you go.
Now we're going to sell the sponsorship to the WFO Fantasy Trophy.
No,
you can't. No,
I agree.
The WFO League Trophy.
Yeah, but Fantasy NASCAR League or NASCAR Fantasy League?
I think it's a NASCAR Fantasy League.
NASCAR Fantasy League.
Yeah.
Fantasy NASCAR League.
I think so.
No, it's a NASCAR Fantasy League.
Champion or championship?
NASCAR Fantasy League champion.
Champion.
Well, what are you talking about? Are you talking about on the primary plate, like the big plate at the top?
Yes.
I'd say champion.
Champion.
Yes, champion.
Not championship.
No, it's just a champion.
Champion.
No, champion.
Okay. There it is. This was good.
Back to your original point. Yes, I'm very honored to have my name on there, and it is a beautiful. It's as beautiful in person as it is in pictures.
I have a guy, you know, trophy shop. The guy's name is Lou Scalia. He's used to be a pro bowler, and he's got a trophy shop down here. And you know, I don't get trophies done. I don't do that. But I emailed a picture, and I told him about it. And they insisted that I bring it in because they thought it was unbelievable. They wanted to see it. They're like, please bring it in because whatever we could do for you over the phone through pictures will be done much nicer if we have it here. So, honestly speaking, the trophy is out of my control, unlike the Stanley Cup, which is under control of people at all times. Right now, anything could be happening with the WFO Fantasy League trophy.
You didn't leave Hawkenstar for somebody guarding the trophy, like on a 24-hour security?
There is
What's
no security surrounding the trophy at this moment. Anything could be happening. It could come back in 100 pieces. It could come back with some sort of fluid on it.
I really don't like the way this sounds.
Well, it's really tough. It's gambles you got to take in life.
Wow.
Christmas time. Christmas gambles.
Wow.
But at the end of it, though, I think it's going to come out really nice.
Yeah, ask Red Bull how that's going, getting their trophies back.
Oh, my gosh. It was a burglary. They got broken in. It's over.
But I think they did get them back, actually.
I thought they were...
Have they?
I didn't see that they got them back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But maybe you're right.
I had the pleasure of hanging out with the hippies the other day. Did he tell you?
No, he did not.
Yeah, I wasn't even there in an hour, and he sold me a car. Can you believe that?
What kind of car?
That's your fault, dude.
Yeah. No, he's good. They say he's good.
He is good. He is that good. Literally, he tackled me at the airport and took me straight to the dealership and sold me a car, man. It was that quick.
What kind of car? Because he sells Volkswagen now.
A Ford Explorer.
Okay, at least he, a Ford Explorer. Wow. This guy is the move, man. But those Explorers are really nice.
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
And you drove it all the way back to Tennessee?
I did. I flew in one way and drove back to Tennessee.
Oh, it sounds like you had a plan to buy a vehicle.
Yeah, maybe I did.
Yeah,
don't tell my wife.
He's not that good. Come on. The guy has a one-way ticket. There was definitely some strategery going on, I think. But
yeah.
But you like it and you're happy. That's what matters most.
I'm sitting in it right now, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well,
way to go,
Rich.
Money man. Way to go, Rich.
We're going to get to the point where people in the
car... Because my wife kicked me out of the house and I'm living in it now.
I'm really hoping that that's a joke.
I think it is.
I hope.
He wouldn't just be blurting it out if it wasn't.
Yeah, that.
He'd be sad.
I don't know.
You know, guys, I'm going to go hang out with you guys because I got kicked out of the house for the holidays.
He'd be in the driveway.
I didn't tell you. I'm on my way to Miami.
Hey, the weather's great, so come on down.
Yeah, that's true. The weather here is just gorgeous. I know you guys are all freezing, but
it's raining. It's nasty.
Bummer.
Sorry to hear, man. It's 80 degrees and sunny in beautiful South Florida.
Couldn't be much nicer than it is.
Whenever you're ready for a small little condo or a pad over here, let me know, Money Man.
The Money Man vacation's down here during the, couple months ago.
He was just here the other day.
We got the timeshare. I'll stick with that. Less overhead, less maintenance.
Well, it's much nicer than anything I'm going to sell you.
They don't call him the Money Man for nothing. The guy has already got, no property insurance. He's got the whole thing. But we did have a good time when he was down here. What else, Money Man? What are you thankful for this year?
Oh, everything. It's all good. Life is wonderful. Have no complaints.
There it is. That is a good way to be. I have to agree. Like the problems of life, we are so fortunate. Things are going pretty well in this world.
Yeah,
this
I'm thankful that the only problems I have are very minuscule in the grand scheme of things.
Exactly. Totally agree. Well, all right, we're wrapping up the show, Money Man. You got in right under the
great.
Wire, right? You just made
great, great. I just wanted to call in and say Merry Christmas to you guys.
Well,
and have a great New Year.
Thank you greatly. Right back to you and your family, Mrs. Money Man, aka Eat My Dust, and your little one. And thank you so much for coming down and around and supporting the show and buying some Rodax coffee every now and again, even before the holiday pack was popular.
I know. How about that?
That is greatly appreciated.
I'm about ready to put in another order, too. I'm going to have to get another order in before the holiday pack ends.
Well, you got to get the gold bag. The gold bag is what makes it special now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Marvin's got gold holiday bags.
Awesome. All right. Well, you guys have a great rest of the year, and we'll catch up in 2015.
Merry New Year. Happy Christmas. All the best to you and your family, and absolutely, let us know next time you're down around these parts. But bottom line, have yourself a happy New Year.
I'm thinking February sounds about right.
There you go.
We'll see you in a couple months, Money Man.
In a few months. All right, Money Man.
All right, sounds good. Later.
Later. There he goes.
The Money Man.
One of very few people to win the WFO Radio NASCAR Fantasy League champion.
The Money Man should open up the Money Store.
Do you understand when I say champion versus championship?
Yes, I
the
understand.
The WFO Radio NASCAR Fantasy League.
Championship. The trophy is for the champion.
The champions are on the trophy.
It's not called the NASCAR Championship Trophy, is it?
I don't know. Is it? It's
no,
called
it's
the Sprint
called
Cup.
The Sprint Cup, the NASCAR Champions Trophy. It's the Trent.
Is it? I don't think you're.
I don't think you're.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, all right, we hammered through the first half of the problem, and now the second half
well,
is.
Well, we'll figure out if it's grammatically correct or not. Whatever way is grammatically correct, we'll go with.
Championship.
All right.
Champion. I could go either.
I think champion is the appropriate term.
Champion.
But yes, like the trophy is for the champion.
For the champion. People on this trophy are the champion of the year that they... Makes perfect sense. Well, all right, folks. This has been a great time. There's some story about there about Fernando Alonso. Basically, he's known he's going to leave Ferrari for a year, says Flavio Briatore. You notice that Flavio is kind of like reemerging. Kind of coming back.
I keep
back.
Hearing his name just thrown around
yeah.
here and there, like if he's trying to be pardoned or something.
Trying to get back, exactly. He's trying to get Bernie Ecclestone, says he'd like to return to South Africa.
Did you see that Christmas card that Bernie sent out? Did you see that?
Yes.
How about that, huh? How about Bernie? Just a thumbs up at you. And I'm not talking really thumb.
Right,
I'm talking
in
about
your
the
face.
Middle
appendage. No, that's the thing. Formula One, you could learn a whole lot about oligarchs by watching Formula One. Because these are the world's wealthiest people. Let's face it. These are the world's wealthiest people. The sport of the world's wealthiest people is Formula One. This is where the big money is. You know, soccer, too. There's some big-time players, the owners of these franchises. But really, the money that flows through Formula One is just tremendous. But Bernie, man, middle finger. He's just rolling it up. And a Christmas card.
That was pretty funny.
Going to have some artwork. Here's an interesting little story. I just want to read on the way out because I saw it. Caterham, controversial crowdfunding, or begging bowls, as Bernie Ecclestone referred to it, earned them $75,000 euro profit. So they crowdfunded for their Formula One team, and they made money off of it. That's kind of intriguing. Maybe we need to do some crowdfunding for WFO Radio.
What were they, panhandling?
Technically, crowdfunding
is
panhandling. It is. It's like, hey, you
Except
know.
Except you're on the internet instead of the corner at the light.
And you do give something in return.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, you got like a credit.
You get an experience. You get to come out and hang with the crew.
You get a book.
You get a book.
You get a movie poster and a credit in the...
Whatever you're crowdfunding, you get it. Part
yeah,
of it.
That's great.
Like if you're a movie, if you do the big one, you get a credit in the movie. You get to go to the screening. That kind of deal.
Hey, I saw a story. I mean, we don't get too much into the two-wheel sport.
Not as often.
James Bubba Stewart.
Yeah, that's one. Another El Rey.
That was shocking to me.
You know what? I'm glad you brought it up because El Rey in Arkansas, who is a long-time listener, he posted that story a while ago.
Well, it was a couple of days ago that...
Well, it was before last week's show. It happened, and I missed it. It was one of those things that I just missed. That Bubba Stewart basically got...
He failed an Adderall test.
But he has a prescription.
And he hadn't... The paperwork expired or he didn't turn in the paperwork in the proper time. And so he's suspended for 18 months or 16 months.
They dropped the hammer on this kid. That is ridiculous. The FIM, which I'm looking to see what FIM. FIM punishes Stewart.
It's the Fédération Internationale de Motociclisme.
It appears that James Stewart will not compete in either 2015 AAM Supercross or National MX Series. In a release issued by Yoshimura Suzuki, Stewart was notified his punishment regarding his anti-doping violation, but did not reveal any specifics. It severely affects his entire 2015 season, which, by the way, this kid doesn't have too many years left. You know, these motorcycle guys age like dog years.
Yeah, no, the abuse on their body and on their legs and hands.
And everything, because they fall. They're hitting the pavement. Bubba says, I'm extremely disappointed to say the least. We plan to appeal, but I personally feel that the punishment far outweighs the situation, especially since I received both WADA and USADA approvals that prove I'm not cheating. I'm bummed for everyone involved, my family, my team, my sponsors, the promoters, most of all the fans, everyone. Unfortunately, it has been very quiet in regards to the situation, but telling the full story in the next couple of weeks so everyone can understand is what we're going to do. Thank you for all your continued support, Bubba Stewart. That is terrible. Prescription drug prescribed,
and he's got they gave him the approval once he turned in the paperwork. Oh yeah, everything's good, don't worry about it, you're good for next year. Oh sorry, you can't race next year.
Yeah,
it just seems a little bit like god, like
bureaucratic BS.
And it's WADA, that WADA, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency. They're the ones with the Olympics and all that crapola.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
All right, I think I'm done.
That was it. I just saw that, and I wanted to get a quick blurb on.
Let me give the audience out there just, hey, guys, look, you've made it this far, right? You're in the Ignition Show. You're in the final minute of the Ignition Show. What does that mean? What does that say about you? It says, this is a very special, I'm giving a special, like, moment to the audience, you just cut me off.
You've got plenty of time.
You put the stopwatch on me.
No, I've got...
You know, these emotional outpourings get long.
You've got 2 minutes, and I can loop it for another 2.
They get tearful.
Get going.
If you make it to the final 2 minutes of the Ignition Show on Christmas week, there's a pretty good bet you're a diehard supporter, fan, listener of WFO Radio. That means all the world. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Giovanni drives an hour to get here each week, putting the show together. It is fun, but it's not easy. It does take a lot of work, time, and effort. The racers this week on Nitro, Terry McMillan and Leah Pritchett and Luke Bagacki, everyone who's been on the show over the course of the season, Alan Reinhardt, everyone, they work. Patrick, the webmaster, who's like moving his whole family. They got like a wagon train.
Not our fault. Just
yeah.
Pointing it out.
Right. There's work, there's time, there's effort. Everyone is putting in an effort. And for you to listen to the Ignition Show, whatever it is what we talked about on this show, to the last minute, that means you really enjoy what we're doing, and we greatly appreciate it. Thank you. It means a lot. 2014 is coming to a close. Who would have thought it? Well, I would hope for it, that it would eventually come to a close. But it just happened a lot quicker than I would have imagined. It was a great year, at least for me. I enjoyed it. Like, I loved it. 2015 is right around the corner. We will do a show next week, right?
Yes.
When we'll be, it will probably be like on Monday, probably.
More than likely.
More than likely. We're looking forward to more good times, great fun. If we get nominated for that thing, hopefully you will vote. We'll send out a push. We've got a very limited supply of WFO gear and t-shirts left. You should buy it all. And that's really all I got.
I'm giving it a rush. God.
I'm looking forward to Christmas. And right now I'm going to go to Toys R Us and return the toy that I got for Gio's son that lasted 20 minutes. It was great.
It was a little bit longer than 20 minutes, but less than an hour.
Less than 1 hour. It lasted less than the Hellcat did.
Wow, yeah. No, it really did.
Absolutely. Less than the first Hellcat. We got that beat. The radio-controlled Gravedigger from Toys R Us. Just saying.
Don't get it. The little one.
The little one.
The $49 one.
Don't get it. Don't Sorry, get it. But it was bad.
Yep. And it didn't even roll on the grass to begin with.
Not enough torque. Big mistake. That's my bad. I should have.
It is. You should have just bought a Traxxas.
Should have just got a Traxxas. This is really what it is. But there's a whole layer to that that I don't want to get into. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you, everyone. We greatly appreciate you. Now we're going to leave. Check out Poker Action Live. Enjoy your Christmas.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.